What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Avery.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I say let's run and not fight. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back. We have an exciting episode. We're a little disoriented. We tried to plug Kevin's mic into his computer, and we started picking up some weird things about this guy talking about daughters and death, and we think Kevin's house might be full of ghosts at this point. So,
I mean, it's a hundred year old house, so probably.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be writing a mini series about a podcaster whose microphone can pick up ghosts' voices, and so he does a podcast with these ghosts. We need to workshop the name, though. Ghostcast.
Yeah, I have nothing really. I don't know. I'm off my game.
We'll something think about exorcism. Leave your recommendation in the iTunes review after you've given us one star.
Wow. Okay. Kevin is back from Costa Rica. He's in his old house that is full of ghosts. I do want to check in with you, Kevin. It's been a long time since we got a Kin Token update. December 2016, you bought $300-ish worth of Kin Token. We followed it all the way down to like, I feel like it was single digits. It bounced back to like 20 to 40 to 60-ish range. Where are we today?
So it's been a long time since we've gotten an update, and it's been a long, rough year for crypto, just generally speaking. So we are down to $5.43.
Ooh.
Do you know, is this an all-time low?
I don't know if I can check that specifically, but yeah, I'm not sure.
It's got to be close. I do feel like we were like in a dollar range there for a second, but $5. That's right.
Yeah, down 87% over the last year.
Kevin, if I said I'm going to buy your shares from you for $100 right now, would you do it?
No.
Wow.
$100 bill just in your pocket.
No. Couldn't do it.
It's not a loss until you sell.
I'm hodling.
There you go.
What about 300? Get your money back.
Double it and you got a deal.
This is the worst negotiation of all time. All right. Let's move on to the topic at hand. I will say I'm working on getting some guests. Some will be familiar to you. Maybe, I guess all the ones I'm working on it will be familiar to you. So that's to look forward to in the future. But right now, we're a mere 2 weeks away from the big debut of Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2. We think it's time before, you know, any spoilers are revealed to make our bold predictions. So we did this before. We did this with Season 1. We made 10 bold predictions, and then we had an 11th, which counted for 2. It was the money ball. We ended up with 7.25 points out of 12.
What was our quarter point that we got?
We got a quarter point for mentioning Hans. I think Kevin's bold prediction was the ghost of Hans would appear, and Bombay mentioned Jan, so we gave ourselves a quarter of a point.
We're very generous judges here.
But yeah, I mean, we got several of them. Alex and Gordon did not get together. Don't bother to lose to the Ducks at the end, or don't win the championship. Evan and or Gordon have to pick between the don't bothers. The original Ducks jerseys are seen somewhere. So a couple others as well. So we did pretty well. So I feel like we have the pulse of Game Changers on lockdown. Again, we have not seen any screeners. This is just off the cuff. We don't really have any inside info. And I don't think we're going to get any screeners because my emails are going unresponded to, but I'll keep trying. We'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks here. But
that does not bode well that they don't want the official Mighty Ducks podcast to see it beforehand about what this show is.
Oh, so interesting.
They don't want that smoke.
It's like when there's no like screeners given to the media, things like that for other types of media, it's like, oh, might not be that great. But prove me wrong, you know, and send us the fucking screeners.
Interesting take. I
We're
like
really that. Just ingratiating ourselves with Disney PR at this point.
Yeah, I will say, so I was trying hard. I did make a comment last episode that I did indeed actually cut from the episode to try to win ourselves over, but I'm losing hope now. So
here's something that'll win us over. I'm a fan of a diverse Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
There you go. Nice. Yeah, I agree. Why not? Why not? All right, let's move on. We're getting off topic here.
If they wanted to bring back Charlie in a reboot and he's not white, I'm 100% behind that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I actually would have been okay if Gordon Bombay was played by like I don't know. Yeah. Oh God, yes. And like no one pretends like it's any different.
Yeah.
No like jokes. Just straight playing it.
It's all a story. It's all, I mean, obviously the first ones were documentaries, but you know, most of the stuff are movies and all made up. So why not? All right, let's move on to the topic at hand again, as I try to steer the ship forward here. Bold predictions. I have some bold predictions. I have a couple ideas, but Tommy, Kevin, do you have any right off the bat that you want to get out there?
I want to hear one of Mike's first. I know Mike is always very gracious and, you know, lets us kind of step in it to begin things. But I want to hear one of Mike's predictions before we just go off the deep end.
Okay. So I don't know how bold this is. I might start a little tepid here, but we know there's going to be cameos. I think Russ Tyler / Kenan Thompson shows up at some point in there. Is that bold enough?
I think that's bold just because it would be big. Like, yeah. That's a big fish.
I also agree with that. And I did not watch the Emmys, but Kenan's everywhere right now. And so I think it would make sense.
Yeah, that's sort of my thinking. Like, he's everywhere. I'm sure he's been asked the question a lot. And if he wasn't on there, I think he would just say, you know, it's over. Like no, I can't do it.
The only thing that I guess would be the big hurdle for that is if he's like contractually not allowed to, because he has a lot of NBC's eggs are in Kenan's basket, or vice versa, however that would work. So I don't know. I honestly have no idea how that works in that world. So that, I think that's kind of the biggest impediment to that. But it would be amazing if we get a Russ Tyler appearance.
Yeah, I think he shows up at some point. So that's my first bold prediction. Do you want me to keep going, or do you have any other one?
I say keep going.
All right. I'll give one.
Okay.
To give us a little change up. I'm going to say that there is a direct mention of Camp Hope.
Oh, little heavyweights.
Of Camp Hope. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and which is of course the camp in heavyweights. Maybe it's like, oh, we're playing the rival camp, and like the shirt just says Camp Hope. Now I'm not going to team Camp MVP or whatever.
No, I was going to say, or the Blob just makes an appearance.
I don't want to be that bold, and then I am saying, like, you know, Camp Hope reference. But you know, we might give ourselves a half point if we get like, oh, Tony Perkis was mentioned or something like that. You know, these are Disney properties, so like it's all fair game. You know, like it wouldn't surprise me if there's like an Apache Relay mention. It's like, oh, we call this drill the Apache Relay or some bullshit like that. But I'm going, my prediction is Camp Hope reference, you know, sticking with the summer camp.
I like that a lot. Man, I wish that reference would be like Lars showing up as like a counselor or something. I don't know what he's up to these days, but that'd be great.
Well, if he's not working, he got deported. So
I feel like he would fit in there at the elite camp. And I think we have established he's from Iceland. So maybe they, that's our investigative research doing that. But yeah, I think we have established that. So I think it would fit there. But sorry, I cut you off, Kevin.
I think one of my predictions will be that we see at least one of the other don't bothers that didn't appear in the trailer.
So like, we see them, not just a mention.
Yes, I think they show up. Maybe it's like Logan at the end of camp or something, like as like reinforcement or something. I think there'll be. I don't know. It feels like they cut so many people out of the first season that I feel like it'd be weird if they only had like what, five people from the original, from the first season. So, yeah, I think we'll see one of them at least.
That would be interesting to, yeah, just sort of assume they're not there. And then, you know, Logan or Lauren shows up at the end. I do like that. I like that a lot. Do we feel like any of, you know, the camp members are going to either come back to Minnesota or join the Ducks like permanently?
So permanently is a good question, because I definitely think that there's going to be new players on the team that is wearing a Mighty Ducks jersey.
Right.
But whether or not they like are on whatever Mighty Ducks team is in season three, I mean,
I mean, some of them have to, right? Like, I mean, like otherwise you're just creating new characters every season, which I mean, I guess you could do, but I'll say yes, just for that reason alone. Like that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess we need some
character development without anything sticking.
Right.
We need to word it in a way that's like, hey, it's like they're still part of the team at the end, like heading into season three, because obviously we wouldn't know until season three were to be, you know, greenlit and filmed. But yeah, I think that's a good prediction, is that new Ducks are remain on the team, and like it's implied that they're going to be on the team next year.
Maybe we finally get a Ducks kid or something that is like at a part of this camp and crosses is like, hey, what, you know, I want to go back with the Ducks or whatever, and it kind of like loops that kind of full circle back in. I don't know,
you mean like Connie and Geese?
That might be, yeah or something like that. That might be a little bit too much wishful thinking, but I think that could be a fun way to kind of tie that back in.
Yeah, so I did have, like, I don't think they're gonna go back with the Ducks, but I did have one of my predictions was that, yeah, we see Connie and Geese kid in this camp at some point. So I think we could do two, and maybe the first one, do we want to include Josh Duhamel in this? Like, are we going to say Josh Duhamel and his, you know, son go back to Minnesota with the Ducks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think mine was going to be that Duhamel and Alex end up together. And so I think that implies, you know, that he's going back.
They basically are already together in the trailer, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's some, you know, snappy back and forth.
Yeah, I think there's still a question of, like, at the very end, though, like, do they end up, you know, fully together? So I like that. I think Duhamel gave an interview to Entertainment Weekly and said that, quote-unquote, sparks will fly between him and Alex. So, yeah, we'll see. Something's going to happen there. The question is, do they end up together? I like it. Let's say yes. They'll end up together. So that will be our fourth. Are we good with Guy and Connie's kid being our fifth prediction? He or she makes an appearance somewhere.
That's bold, but I like it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And even if there's,
they're the closest thing we have confirmation of having a potential kid, right? Like, I don't know how else.
Yeah, we know they have three kids from season one. So
one of them is named Gordon.
That is right. So we have five, unless we want to. But I think Kevin made a good point. Like, they kind of have to have some sort of recurring character to go into season three. Like, is that bold enough?
You need, I think saying like that they're going to be on the Ducks is like, is fine. And it's also like, I think the way this camp is set up, it's like, you know, hey, none of these kids are necessarily from their town or whatever. And then, you know, I think we can kind of judge it after we've seen all the episodes, really, is like, did we get that right, or were we?
I think a lot of it kind of depends too on what the timeline of a season three would be. Like, if it is like similar to D3 where they go to a prep school, like that's a lot different than the, like, just going and moving to Minnesota for no, like, you know, just for a youth hockey team. But if they are, like, if they get a scholarship or something somewhere, then it makes a little bit more sense. But,
or if they're like junior Grid Bowl games, it's right. Like, all right, fuck it. We're just going all the original Ducks tropes. We're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that's my feeling. I think season three is international tournament and this kid, whoever, or maybe a couple kids join the forces, and then Colin Cole and Alex end up, you know, coaching a la Bombay and Miss McKay there. But that's a bold prediction, I guess, for season three. So our first, I guess we have six now. Russ Tyler makes an appearance. Number two, direct mention of Camp Hope / heavyweights references. We'll judge that afterwards. We see at least one of the other Don't Bothers. Dumel, or I should say Colin Cole and Alex end up together. Guy and Connie's kid make an appearance. And then the Ducks end the season with at least one new player going into season three. You referenced something about Eden Hall that I think my gut is that there's going to be no references to Eden Hall, but I guess that's my bold prediction, but
That's not a bold prediction.
Okay.
I don't reference something. I also don't think they're going to reference the Holocaust, Mike.
Fair enough. Do we want to say they do reference Eden Hall then? Is that a bold prediction?
Because I don't think that's necessary, really.
Okay.
But sorry, all this Holocaust talk is
you brought it up.
I know.
Classic Tommy being the first person to bring the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah. Disney will definitely give us screeners now. let's see. I have a couple. Obviously, they're going to be a little off the wall, but wanted to hear more from you guys.
Quick, this is kind of a sidebar, but so Josh Duhamel's character's name is Gavin Cole.
They changed it to Colin.
Colin Cole. Okay, it's still on IMDb. It's Gavin Cole. Do we have any confirmation in D3? Is Cole's name Cole, like, is that his last name?
That is his last name, yes.
Okay. So there might be a D3 tie-in there.
Oh. Is he...
Did we find out Cole's first name in D3?
He's listed on IMDb and Cole.
But it's on the back of his jersey, it's Cole, right?
Correct. Is this the same Cole? Is that your bold prediction that this is the same
Cole? No, not the same Cole, but like his, I don't know, they'd have to be what, brothers, I guess, or something?
Cousins. Nephew. It could be the same one.
We could say he's related to Cole from D3. I like that.
That's a good bold one.
Yeah.
I think All right. That'd be pretty bold.
Hey, we got to go big.
But I have been wondering it for a while. I do think that would be a cool little cameo from him.
Yeah. I guess I have, you know... I'm feeling Goldberg shows up, but maybe it was a little too early in the recovery, and also maybe some Iceland imagery here. Those are my next sort of two things I'm noodling on. Do we want to go with either one of those?
I kind of like Gunnar Stahl. Gunnar Stahl and Goldberg, I think, would be the next, like, I don't know if we want to combo that or just say like Gunnar Stahl / Iceland.
Iceland make an appearance. All right. That's eight. Need two more.
Well, let's focus on the characters we have. Like, what can we say about, you know, like Evan or Nick or Sophie or anything like that?
Right. My bold one is like, I don't know. This might be too bold. I'm feeling Nick has some sort of romance going on. He's featured heavily in the trailer. They get a new person that it certainly seems is going to come on the team. I feel like Nick might have a kiss in this season.
Nick gets the kiss.
Yeah, I feel like Nick is gonna crush. I feel like he's gonna do well.
All right. So do we want to do that? Nick gets a kiss in this season.
Yes.
Wait. Well, didn't he get the kiss in the first season though?
No, Evan and Sophie had the one kiss.
I thought it was maybe, I couldn't remember. Okay.
No, we were theorizing that Nick might steal it, but he did not.
Gotcha.
I like that. All right. So we have one more. One more and then the bonus, the money ball, which is the random one. But yeah, I do like focusing on the people we know that are in there.
I've got one and we can kind of debate what the last official one is. I think, you know, Evan and Sophie will be broken up by the end of the season.
They're probably broken up by the start of the season.
Mm.
Oh, you think they broke up off camera between and it's about him trying to get her back?
I feel like that just happens all the time in shows. And it's like never explained.
It's like Nick just
Stranger Things whenever.
Yeah.
Mad Max and what's his name just like had broken up and like between the season, but we never got an explanation why.
I think it's because their brother was murdered.
Fair.
Spoilers, sorry.
Deep into...
No, it was before that. It was murder? Before that. Yeah. It was
they broke up in between, right? Billy dies at the end of the last season.
Billy no, he doesn't Not he dies. Last season. But like at the end of season 4.
Yeah.
And are we in 5? Yeah,
between season 3 and 4.
It's because Lucas is, he's like on the basketball team now in the most recent season. And I thought they said, hey, we broke up off camera before this season. But like some between Billy's death and Lucas becoming a starter on this championship basketball team. Not a starter, but key player.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. That's what
other Stranger Things predictions that we want to get into on our Stranger Things podcast.
I was going to say, that has been our Stranger Things podcast. We'll see you next week. I do like Evan and Sophie are broken up. Like, do we need to get more specific with that?
Well, I guess you could say, like, their relationships, like, is different from, like, episode 1 through episode, like, episode 1 and episode 8 is different, whether it be that they break up during the season and stay broken up or they get back together by the end of it. So I don't know, but maybe that's not a great prediction.
But I feel like one of our predictions has to be what happened to Gordon,
I like that.
Well, is that our money ball where we each get to make a prediction?
Oh,
or do we need to be united on this front?
I could go either way. Kevin, what's your feeling?
Let's each do our own on that one.
Okay. All right. That's the money ball. This will be for the bragging rights. Gordon. I'll start. I think it's gonna be really boring. And they say, oh, Gordon stayed in Minnesota to, you know, run the Ice Palace. And that's it. Like, I don't think they spend much time on it. I don't think he dies. I don't think anything happens. I just think it's really boring and they use one line to explain it away.
I'm struggling. I'm between two things. That he goes back and becomes a lawyer again, or they say that he died
of COVID.
Damn, that would be fucking mad.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, just because of what we've heard and everything. I don't know. It feels like they want it to be final. The creators, the showrunners, etc. So I don't know if they do that. I'm gonna say he goes back and becomes a lawyer again.
I like it, Tommy.
I agree that I don't think they would say that they wouldn't kill him. I don't know if they have to kind of keep things open, but maybe we get like cool Force Ghost Gordon Bombay in season 3. I'm gonna say that yeah, he is. They mention him. I'm kind of like along the lines of Kevin. I don't think it's going to be lawyer. I don't think it's going to be as boring as Florga. I think it might be like a little head nod. And it might be like, oh yeah, I heard he went and became a farmer or something like that.
What if it's like he, it's something where they are kind of hinting at season three, and it's like they're like rebooting the Junior Google Games, and he's going to go run it or something. Yeah, like that
was my other thought, that he just became the director of player personnel for the Junior Google Games again. Tommy, what's your official? That like they wink and nod that he becomes a farmer?
I think wink and nod along those lines. Okay. And maybe it's they mention that he I don't know. Maybe it's not that specific line, but like a true wink nod to the original trilogy of what happened to Gordon Bombay. But he is alive.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is he well?
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Could be sick. I like that. And then they could have
or
like
in trouble. That's more.
Oh, you think he's like in jail?
Or like does he go away and he's down on his luck again, or does he go away and is he like thriving? That's, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. My I think like obviously the way it went down was messy, but I think they try to stay above it and send off Gordon in a good light just to sort of wrap up the character. That's my take on it. So we have.
I mean, would it be bold for them to start it at his funeral?
That would be bold. That'd be very bold.
Would be very bold.
I don't think that's what they would be doing, but that would get me hooked right away.
Yeah, that would be very bold.
Or here's what they do: they recreate the opening scene of Scream with Gordon Bombay as Drew Barrymore, and he gets stabbed to death. That would be the bold
Interesting.
Thing.
That would absolutely hook me right away. Scream is like one of my favorites of all time.
That's not my prediction. If it happens, though, we need to get the showrunners on to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have to do some like weird CGI to put his face on like someone else's body, but
I mean,
it's possible.
It's possible now. You know, we've seen the new Star Wars movie. They Disney owns like Lucas whatever magic and light, you know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
All of those proprietary things. So, you know, and I do think they would break the bank for this season two of Mighty Ducks Game Changers starring Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, I think it. I'm not saying there's a 0% chance. Like, I think there's a percentage chance that it happens, but we'll see.
There is a metaverse where that happens.
Exactly. Exactly. I guess the one thing we have not brought up is it certainly seemed like they were building to like Alex's law career at a certain point in season one.
I was going to ask why, like, is Stephanie just gone?
It certainly
well,
seems
it's
like
summer vacation.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's kind of like she has to make a Bombay-esque choice. Like, are you willing to lose your career over a bunch of kids, one of whom happens to be your son, you know?
So do we want to slide that in to a bold prediction? So here's our 10, and then we can discuss it. So number one, Russ Tyler makes an appearance. Number two, we have a direct mention of Camp Hope, and then we'll give ourselves, you know, bonus points or half points with heavyweights where I put this. Number three, we say at least one of the other don't bothers. Number four, Duhamel and Alex end up together at the end. Number five, Guy and Connie's kid makes an appearance. Number six, the Ducks end the season with at least one new player going into season three. Number seven, Cole is related to Cole in D3 from D3. Colin Cole is related to Cole from D3. In some sense. Number eight, Gunnar Stahl and or Iceland make some sort of an appearance. Number nine, Nick gets a kiss. And number 10, Evan and Sophie have some sort of different relationship from the beginning of the season to the end. They either break up or they get back together.
Yes, and our bonus money balls are the various Gordon Bombay iterations.
Correct, correct.
And I do want to the yes or no question. Is there puking on this show? And I'm going to say yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I feel like
absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to at least briefly touch on, do we think we see Coach T at any point? And or are any of the other, like, original being first season of Game Changers, Mighty Ducks, going to show up?
Interesting.
Because they were legitimately all-stars.
That's a good point. I say Coach T is no. I wouldn't mind, like, Ruby being there, though. I kind of liked her and Trevor slash Trent. Tommy doesn't like Trevor, but he was fine.
Yeah, that guy sucked. No, I'm going to say no to both. As much as I would like that, I'm going to say no to both.
Okay. Do we want to make that a bold prediction? Or we can go outside of our 11, I guess, if we need to. But, or we do we, was that just for kicks?
I kind of wanted to get y'all's thoughts on it. I don't think we need to, like, make that up, especially if our prediction is that they're not going to be there again. We don't make that's not
okay.
A prediction.
Yeah, that's.
I do also. I am also curious to see if any of the other, like, I know we mentioned one of the Ducks makes a return at some point, and maybe this is how it happens, like via like FaceTime or something like that, Lauren and Maya or something like that, but I don't know. I just feel like we have to see more of them that were in season one. It just feels so weird that there were so many seemingly just cut out. But
I mean, was it weird for you to watch D1 and then watch D2 where like four or five Ducks get I guess it's less than that,
but I mean I guess there's an explanation here too, but why would why would Nick be there instead of Lauren? Like,
right.
That doesn't make any sense, you know, like from an actual, like, at least it made sense that they're bringing in better players in D2 and that's why Karp got cut, you know, like,
yeah.
that made sense. I don't know, I guess we'll see,
but yeah, I guess my feeling is like, if they don't have an explanation, they're just not going to try to have an explanation. So they're just going to sort of go. But we'll see. I hope they do. I hope they say something at some point.
Bonus question. Do we get a direct reference of calling Cole Captain Blood?
Oh, I like that. I would say yes. I think yes.
I think it happens.
Yeah.
I like Definitely. That. I might add that as a bold prediction. That's a good one.
Could do that as a combo with the Cole's lineage.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I like that. Slash is called Captain Blood.
Right. Mike, I'm wondering, would you be able to run through real quick our predictions for season one?
Yes. So season one, we had Alex and Gordon Bombay do not get together by the end of season one. We got a point for that. The Don't Bothers lose to the Ducks at the end and or don't win the championship. We got a point for that. They did not win the championship. Charlie Conway shows up at some point. We gave ourselves a half point because there's a mention of Charlie.
Little generous, but yes.
Evan and or Gordon have to pick between the Don't Bothers and the Ducks. That's another point for us. Number five, the original Ducks colors and jerseys are seen somewhere. It was another point for us, and this is where we start to lose it. Number six, Coob is the ringer that changes the team's fortunes.
Oh,
we worked on that one. Number seven, outside of Nick, Sam is one of the funniest kids. We whiffed on that one. And then we had some guesses about who would make an appearance. So we said Charlie Conway, Russ Tyler, Connie Moreau, Guy Germain, Ken Wu, Les / Dave Averman and Adam Banks. So we gave ourselves half point for that.
That was pretty good, actually. Like, we only missed on two of those. So
yeah. And then number nine was a secondary character makes an appearance in the background. Like, it isn't mentioned, but he's just, you know, working security or something. Did not happen. And then number 10 was we had a Hans ghost moment or some sort of nod to Hans. We gave ourselves a quarter point for that because they mentioned Jan. And then, obviously, the 11th bold prediction. Someone is shown Someone is shown throwing up at one point. Yes, that happened, and that was the money ball. So that counted for two. So there you go, 7.25 points out of 12. Again, our predictions for this year, Russ Tyler makes an appearance. We have a direct mention of Cam Pope. We see at least one of the other don't bothers who don't come in the RV. Dumel or Colin Cole and Alex end up together. Guy and Connie's kid makes an appearance. The Ducks end the season with a new player going into season three. Cole is related to Cole from D3 and or is called Captain Blood. Kind of a cheap one. That's like two separate ones, but we'll take it. Number 8, Gunnar Stahl / Iceland makes some sort of an appearance. Number 9, Nick gets a kiss. Number 10, Evan and Sophie have a different relationship at the end of the season. They either break up or they get back together. Number 11, the Moneyball again. Someone is shown puking on the show. I think this is high. I think there's a high likelihood with this elite hockey camp. And then
we have the Bombay separate.
Right, the Bombay separate. My prediction, Gordon is running the Ice Palace, and that's why he stayed back. Kevin, Gordon goes back to become a lawyer, and Tommy, they make some sort of wink, wink, nod about Gordon becoming a farmer or something like that. So those are the predictions. Last chance.
Can I predict us getting a half point for something?
Sure.
We don't get Russ Tyler, but we get James.
Oh!
If we get James, we get a half a point.
Yeah. That would be impressive if they...
Sorry, Russ couldn't be here, but he wanted me to teach you the knuckle puck.
That would be like the biggest disappointment in the world.
That would be so infuriating.
We'll see. We do see the knuckle puck in the trailer. It certainly seems like Alex is shooting the knuckle puck. So, yeah. I don't know. Now that we talk about it, maybe it is a FaceTime situation with Russ Tyler and he doesn't actually show up. But that counts as a point. So those are our predictions. Any last minute changes we want to make here? Are we good going into it? This is our last chance.
I'm going to say a last second prediction.
Okay.
Episode 8, the last episode of the season, whatever. We get Josh Jackson on screen.
Oh,
leading to season 3 and saving the series.
Wow. That is the boldest prediction of all. Is that an official prediction or is that just you?
That's just me. I mean, it's here written in time forever, but it's not part of the official BuzzFeed list.
I would love that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not confident in either, but I like the spirit of it. I like it a lot. Tommy gets 3 extra bonus points that mean nothing if this happens.
I also think it would be fucking awesome if we got like Danny Tamborelli as like a peanut vendor or something. You know, just like a random one where
that would be great.
He's not really there. He's not really like in the show, but
I like.
It's like he obviously has like a fake mustache that he like keeps on like trying to adjust. And it's like, we told you to like stop hanging out around the arena or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I think that's in play.
Wait. Oh, man. Sorry. I feel like one of the cameos could very easily be like a Rudy janitor situation where it's like one of the like janitors at the arena, custodian at the arena is like a former, whether it's a Duck or maybe went to Eden Hall or something like that. I feel like maybe there might be some room for that. Like he's kind of like a side mentor. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could have something like that. I don't know exactly who that might be, but I think that would be cool.
Yeah. So makes like regular appearances throughout
Miss McKay.
Yeah,
maybe. Oh yeah. Maybe that's who's teaching. I guess it's summer. They don't really have. They don't need to be learning.
All right. Do we want to add that on?
No, don't add that. But
okay. That's just Kevin gets 3 extra bonus points for that.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. My 3 extra bonus points. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. We're already over time, so I don't want to spend too much time with dead air. Not that that would be unusual for us. Thank you to everybody. We want to hear your predictions. Go to thequacktech.com. Go there. Contact us at quacktechpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quacktechpod. go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, tell us your bold predictions for season 2 of Mighty Ducks Game Changers. We're 2 weeks away. I guess less than 2 weeks away by the time you guys are listening to this. And thank you to all producers. I believe Uche is the most recent new producer. Aaron did re-up. He went down and his credit card declined or something, but then he came back as an executive producer. So thank you to Aaron. We appreciate it. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Bye. Bye.